Kindness to Animals, Part 2. Sir Isaac Newton was a great scientist. He spent most of his life doing research in mathematics and science. He had a dog called Diamond, which he loved as dearly as he would love a friend. In fact, Diamond, though a dumb animal, was treated as if he were a member of the family. One night, Newton was working alone, undisturbed, at his table on some important problem in science. He was so happy when he solved it successfully. Then he thought of going out for some time to enjoy a little fresh air. He bundled up all his papers, put them in the file which contained his earlier research, and got up to leave the room. Diamond, who was lying under the table all the time, saw Newton leaving the room and decided to join its master. But when it leapt towards the door, it gave, without knowing, a strong jerk to the table. As a result, the burning candle on the table fell on the bundle of Newton's papers, which soon caught fire. By the time Newton saw the burning flames and rushed in, the file containing his research of many years had been reduced to ashes. Of course, Newton was shocked when he saw that all his great labor and valuable research had been lost. He stared for some time at the dog, which was sniffing at the burnt papers on the table and wagging its tail. But his love for the pet had the upper hand. Without any trace of anger, he patted his friend and said, "Oh, my dear Diamond, you will never know what mischief you have done." Newton was great not only because he was a brilliant scientist. Good qualities such as love for other beings, patience, and forgiveness also made him a great man.